Your calendar is bleeding money. Between the half-hearted status updates, the meandering brainstorms, and the "this could have been an email" gatherings, American businesses alone lose $37 billion annually to unproductive meetings. Yet here's the paradox. We need meetings more than ever. Despite our collective groaning when another invite lands in our inbox, face-to-face collaboration builds something email never can: trust, nuance, and the kind of creative friction that sparks innovation. The problem isn't meetings themselves. It's that we've never been taught how to run them. We train employees for years in technical skills, then throw them into conference rooms without a playbook and wonder why nothing gets done. What if the solution isn't fewer meetings, but better ones?
I didn't say you were wrong. 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 Consider this sentence. I didn't say you were wrong. Read it 6 times, emphasizing a different word each time. Notice how the meaning shifts? That richness disappears in written communication. Face-to-face, we process micro-expressions, vocal inflections, and energy shifts that reveal what people really think beneath their carefully crafted responses. This depth of understanding is crucial for building collaborative bonds that drive high-performing teams. Yet, most organizations treat meetings like necessary evils rather than strategic opportunities. We schedule them reflexively, invite everyone remotely connected, and let them drift wherever the loudest voice steers. Employees spend 23 hours weekly in meetings, but fewer than 20% receive facilitation training. We're sending people into games without teaching them the rules, then criticizing them for not scoring. The real tragedy isn't that meetings waste time, it's that poorly run meetings squander the potential for genuine connection, creative problem solving, and the alignment that separates thriving organizations from struggling ones. In any meeting, a predictable pattern emerges. The assertive sales director dominates, thinking aloud and pushing decisions. The enthusiastic marketer bounces ideas energetically, sometimes talking over others. The analytical IT lead processes carefully, but rarely finds space to speak. The relationship-focused HR rep nods supportively, but hesitates to voice uncomfortable truths. This reflects 4 personality types. Dominant personalities are decisive extroverts who take charge but may intimidate. Expressive types bring energy and creativity but overwhelm methodical thinkers. Analytical individuals offer careful insights but struggle to break into rapid exchanges. Amiable personalities prioritize harmony and often go unheard, yet their emotional intelligence proves crucial. The danger: these types cluster predictably. Dominant and expressive people gravitate towards sales, marketing, and leadership. Analytical and amiable types land in finance, IT, and operations. Without intentional management, loud voices from revenue departments drown out careful concerns from those managing risk. One COO learned this when his finance VP repeatedly raised cash flow warnings, speaking carefully to avoid confrontation. The leadership team dismissed these as excessive caution until a new CFO confirmed they were 3 months from insolvency. The information was there, but personality dynamics masked its urgency. Understanding your type and developing compensatory tactics, like physically sitting on your hands to avoid interrupting or setting goals to speak up 3 times per meeting, transforms these dynamics from obstacles into advantages.
Transform meeting culture with 5 proven strategies. First, distribute clear agendas 48, 72 hours in advance with 1 purpose and up to 3 specific outcomes. This gives introverts processing time and allows people to opt out when unnecessary. Follow Amazon's 2-pizza rule. If 2 pizzas can't feed everyone, you've invited too many people. Second, explicitly communicate which style applies to each agenda item. Information sharing, one-way updates with pre-distributed materials, creative discussion, idea generation using round-robin sharing, or consensus decision, making choices with clear frameworks. Clarity prevents unproductive hybrid discussions where people don't know whether to listen, brainstorm, or decide. Third, embrace punctuality as respect made visible.
Being on time means arriving 5 minutes early, materials prepared, technology tested, mind focused. Start meetings precisely on schedule. Stop previous engagements 5 minutes early to create buffer time. Fourth, compress meeting time to increase focus. Parkinson's law states work expands to fill available time. Challenge yourself to accomplish in 1 hour what you'd planned for two. Put specific time limits on tasks. You have 2 minutes to write your three most important ideas. Fifth, assign clear roles. Moderator manages discussions. Parking lot person captures off-agenda ideas. Timekeeper ensures proper pacing. Participants come prepared. And closer assigns duties with timelines, creating accountability through public commitment. Successful organizations implement a comprehensive meeting system that creates alignment at every level. Quarterly and yearly retreats serve as strategic reset buttons, off-site gatherings providing space for alignment, skill development, and team building. The most valuable bonding happens during informal moments, cooking together, sharing stories, playing games. These natural interactions generate breakthrough ideas and stronger relationships. Monthly financial meetings align the company by reviewing profit and loss statements line by line against budgets. Assigning different line items to team members creates ownership and cost-saving ideas. This radical transparency builds financial literacy. When employees understand the complete financial picture, they make better decisions and respect leadership choices. Weekly action review meetings bring leadership together for 60-90 minutes to align objectives and solve problems. The first half covers information sharing. The second half emphasizes creative discussion and problem solving. One-on-one meetings between leaders and direct reports are the bedrock of effective leadership. These non-negotiable 30-60-minute sessions provide direction, development, and support while eliminating 80% of emails. The face-to-face nature allows leaders to address concerns before they escalate. The daily huddle is a brief, energizing 7-minute stand-up meeting that aligns the company during workday low points. These sessions share good news, review metrics, feature rotating updates, address systems issues without blame, and conclude with a team cheer. For larger organizations, 3-minute adrenaline meetings serve as department-level alternatives. The average office worker spends 400 hours annually in meetings, time that strategic implementation can dramatically reduce. When done right, meetings become catalysts for team cohesion and organizational growth, while reducing email volume and workplace frustration. The key insight? Meetings aren't the problem. Our approach to conducting them is. Start small. Draft and circulate a detailed agenda 24 hours before your next meeting with explicit outcomes. Clearly communicate the meeting type, decision-making, problem-solving, or information sharing. Assign specific roles, timekeeper, note-taker, facilitator. Compress the duration by 25 to 50%, creating productive pressure that maintains focus. As these practices become ingrained, gradually expand to incorporate various formats that drive organizational objectives. The ultimate outcome extends beyond merely tolerable meetings. It's about creating engaging sessions that accelerate progress and strengthen bonds, forums where ideas flourish, decisions advance, and team members feel genuinely productive. Every meeting either builds your culture or erodes it. Your calendar reflects your priorities. When meetings become strategic tools rather than necessary evils, they transform from time drains into competitive advantages. Organizations that master this gain better coordination, faster decision-making, and stronger alignment, while competitors continue scheduling meetings to complain about having too many meetings. The tools are available. Will your next meeting perpetuate the cycle or mark the beginning of a more efficient, engaged organization?